VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America as we're going to be reflecting upon Christmas today with some Christmas testimonials. Christmas really is a special time of year. And we, frankly, must exercise caution that we don't get so caught up in the shopping, the decorating, the baking, the preparation of a meal, the travels, the sending of cards, the gathering together of family and friends, and all those things which become part of the function of Christmas without recalling the true message or the reason for the season. And that's what we're going to do here today on Crosstalk. The next few days, by the way, we're going to be featuring some Christmas specials, some musicals and dramatics over the next 3 days of Crosstalk. But today, as we are live, going to give you opportunity to reflect here on this Christmas season itself. But it's important, as we talked about all those things that become part of the function of Christmas, that we remember what transpired in the Garden of Eden after the creation of man has very much to do with why we celebrate this time of year. We remember how God created the world and all in it in 6 days. And on the sixth day, along with land animals, Adam and Eve were created. God told them that they could eat of every tree in the garden but one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They disobeyed, and as such we saw sin enter into this world and death by sin. So death came upon all men, for that all have sinned, we're told in the book of Romans. But it was out of God's infinite grace that he gave that first mention of his plan of redemption. It's recorded in Genesis 3:15, right in the garden. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. There was somebody coming that was going to be defeating Satan. The prophets of old told us of the coming of this Messiah. The angelic message to Mary that she would have a son and his name would be called Jesus. The angelic message to Joseph that Mary would give birth to a son. His name would be called Jesus, for he would save his people from their sin. And then we see that decree that came from Caesar Augustus that the world should be taxed. Everyone went to the city of their ancestry, and that caused Joseph and Mary to travel to Bethlehem, just like the prophet Micah had foretold. And so we recall then also, as the shepherds were in their fields, they were watching their flocks, when visited by an angel who declared the birth of the Savior. He said, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And so we recall the shepherds going into Bethlehem to see this new baby and then returning, glorifying and praising God for the things that they had heard and seen. And often we leave the message of Christmas right there. This morning, as I was getting ready to come into VCY America, I had the radio on and I was listening to a message by Erwin Lutzer as he was talking about this Christmas season, that we must connect the manger to the mission. Connect the manger to the mission. In other words, yes, we speak about the birth of Christ, but there's a purpose for which he came. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5 tell us, "But when the fullness of time was come," in other words, at just the right time, "God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law." Why? "To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." John also wrote, as recorded in his first epistle, 1 John chapter 4, verse 14, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son," why? "To be the Savior of the world." And so, indeed, it's important that we connect the manger to the mission. Why did Jesus Christ come to this earth? "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And so we connect that manger to the mission, the reason for which the Savior came. And I praise God for that gift of salvation that's available to whoever calls upon his name. Today, we are opening our phone lines for Christmas testimonials. And we're going to have you share perhaps the response to one of these questions here. What makes Christmas special to you? How are you sharing the love of Christ, the Savior, this Christmas? Is there a particular Christmas hymn that ministers to you? How does Christmas impact your life? Testimonials today. It's our Christmas Testimonials 2019. And our phone line is open right now at 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Perhaps the Lord's been at work in your heart and life this Christmas season, and you'd have something to share today with our listeners as we give Christmas testimonies here for 2019. And just simply to share again, what makes Christmas special to you? Or perhaps how it is that you are sharing the love of Christ, the Savior, this Christmas. Maybe there's a particular Christmas hymn that just ministers to you, and just sharing what Christmas, how it impacts your life. Our telephone number is available. Lines are open right now at 800-733-9829. We're going to begin in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Merry Christmas from Kenosha to your staff and Trail Ridge and all the preachers and all the wonderful things that BCY is doing. And I'd like to say today I've been ringing with the Salvation Army, and you know, we hear a lot of bad news, but there's still a lot of good that's still going on, and people are giving. My bucket runneth over. They've given cheerfully for the work of the Salvation Army, which is really for the work of the Lord. So thank you. Keep going there in Milwaukee.
God bless you, Dave. Have a Merry Christmas. We have Leanne calling in from Mississippi. Leanne, you're on the air.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Just fine. Real quickly, I just say, and I'll hang up. A lady was telling me that Christmas time to her is our opportunity, our vehicle to reach the lost and the unchurched. And I have 32 neighbors on the little street I live on. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I wrote out Christmas cards, and I found something that was in my price range to try to give some little something to each neighbor, because I know a lot of them are not saved.
Mm-hmm.
And so really it took every extra penny that I had. And Saturday morning in the mail, I had a letter from State Farm, and it said that for the month of December, which would have been due tomorrow, it said you have paid up whatever through the year. So that was almost $100 that I was expecting to pay, and it took that to get that. And I said, Lord, that was not a coincidence. Hmm. You saw me reaching out to my neighbors, and I think, you know, so to me, I've already had Christmas.
Well, praise the Lord, and thank you for sharing the good news this Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have some open lines here, 800-733-9829. Michael is calling in from Oregon. Michael, you're on the air.
Yes, I have been part of a large group that does a living outdoor nativity the first two weekends in December. It's at the campgrounds in Gladstone. And, you know, normally when you have a church-based nativity, it will have 20 or 30 people. Well, this takes 40 to 50 minutes to walk through. Hmm. It's out of doors, has seven different scenes, and it's called Follow the Star. This year we had almost 4,800 people come through in
wow.
six nights.
Tremendous.
We get a chance to sing and show them Christ's life as it may have been when he first started. We have over 200 actors on set, and it's such a blessing to see the children's eyes light up as they see the soldiers and the angels singing from the sky. It's just a blessing and a wonderful way to start my Christmas season.
Praise the Lord. So thank you, Michael, for sharing that. Appreciate
thank you.
That. And, yes, reenactment, so to speak, of the first Christmas story, so to speak. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, giving you opportunity to share a Christmas testimony today. Maybe it's something you are thankful for this Christmas season. Our phone number here, available, 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. Can you take time to pause today and give thanks and praise to our God who's provided us the very reason why we celebrate this time of year? All right, again, our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. We're going to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Sharon, you're on the air.
Hi, I need to ask you a question. I have a little short article that I wrote about Christmas. It takes almost 5 minutes to read it.
Yep.
May I do that, or is that too long?
Yeah, 5 minutes is too long, Sharon.
It is.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas.
Well, same to you.
It's a wonderful time to reach out to people. It really is.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for your call here today.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
that's okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Wish we had that 5 minutes, but that would take a lot of your time to call now. 800-733-9829. What makes Christmas special to you? Something you're thankful for this Christmas season, or maybe share how you are sharing the love of Christ with others this Christmas season. Again, 800-733-9829. To the state of Georgia, we have Dennis calling. Dennis, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing today? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
I just wanted to say that my favorite song for Christmas is The Little Drummer Boy. I think it just has a great message with it. But to be honest with you, I listen to Christmas music all through the year. I think it's a great testimony to our Father Jesus Christ in heaven.
Amen. Thank you, Dennis. Yeah, it's certainly we can celebrate the birth all throughout the year because the birth is so important. As we saw the prophet foretold, Isaiah chapter 7:14, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall call his name, Emmanuel, God with us. And we praise God for that. But we certainly celebrate the purpose for which he came as well. Let's go to Fort Scott, Kansas. We have Tom calling in. Tom, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim, thank you very much. You guys have a blessed Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
And, you know, it's good to live in these times, seeing everything that's going on, knowing God is still in charge, and they're just blowing smoke. They can't do anything about anything because they're not God. Thank you.
Thank you. God is on the throne. Appreciate your call. Donna in Ripon, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, I just want to share that I think Christmas is the greatest time to share your testimony with your family. And for 20 years, because my kids said, Mom and Dad, we don't know your life story. So we created this, and part of it is telling when we were saved, so our kids know that part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And then we share about kids, and we kind of, our talk is about God, altars of praise, where God has gotten us through many different things, raising many children, and I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit hushes the room as we give our testimonies. It's absolutely wonderful. And then after that, we go around the room, and everybody shares about what's happened in the past year. God's blessing, but maybe there are new jobs or something, you know, but everyone has a chance to share. We always read the Christmas story and sing carols. So I'm hoping other families would do this because you know everybody needs to know their life story.
Amen. Thank you for that. I'm up against a break, and we'll have a brief comment afterwards. Thank you for your call. We'll be right back.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and author at the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, can we see any other galaxies with the naked eye?
Yes, we can, Chris. We can see a few stars that seem somewhat fuzzy. With telescopes, we see that these fuzzy stars are really galaxies, each containing billions of stars. And with super telescopes, we can see billions and billions of galaxies. The universe seems to have no end. And that's what we read in Scripture. Jeremiah mentioned that the host of heaven cannot be numbered. Yet scholars were certain there was only about 3,000 stars. Looks like the Bible was right and the scholars were wrong. I suspect that that's true even today. Those who claim it all happened by a Big Bang are wrong. It's the back of Genesis truth of creation which stands the test of science.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
Thank you. The caller we had just before the break talked about the importance of sharing a testimonial, you know, sharing your testimony, what God's done in your life. And, you know, that's exactly what the shepherds did. You'll find it in Luke chapter 2, verse 20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And certainly that power is there in sharing what God has done in your life as well. Taking your phone calls here today, it's Christmas Testimonies 2019, and giving you opportunity just to share what makes Christmas special to you, perhaps how it is that you are sharing the love of Christ, the Savior, this Christmas. Maybe it is that of just sharing how Christmas impacts your life or something you're thankful for this Christmas season. We've got a couple open lines here at 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Jim is calling from Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking this call. I love your program and listen to it every day.
Great, thank you.
I'm thankful this Christmas for about 30 volunteers from all different churches in our area here who serve as volunteers in a ministry that we give a free steak dinner once a month. We've been doing it for 18 years. It's called Men's Barn Meeting, and we've had over 59,000 people attend. And we bring in speakers from all over the country, and we've had over 3,400 people accept Christ at these meetings.
Praise the Lord. That is wonderful, and that is truly sharing the gospel and the message of what Christmas is all about.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Harold in Fairmont, West Virginia, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good. I just want to give you a little testimony here. I'm 75 years old. I've been a Christian since 1961. I've backslidden one time, and I'll never do that again. And I just want everybody in the audience to know, God is an awesome God, and He can take care of a lot of things that everybody needs daily.
Amen.
And I never get done thanking Him and speaking to Him all the time. Have a nice day, and God bless you.
Amen. Have a Merry Christmas, Harold. Okay, let's go to Monterey, Tennessee, and Alana, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to share with you an idea that I believe God gave us this year to do with our children. And we moved to a new town. We decided we would visit the nursing home, and instead of sending our Christmas cards out to family and friends, we would take them to the nursing home and pass them out there.
Wow.
So I called ahead, and they were like, sure, you can do that. And when I asked how many residents were, they said about 75. So we ended up having to put out more cards than I normally do. But I enjoyed watching my children benefit from seeing the light in the residents' eyes as we gave them a Christmas card and a cookie and just said Merry Christmas. And we went through. It didn't take long. Didn't take much time. But I just enjoyed watching my children see what it was like to give to someone else instead of always being on the receiving end. So maybe that will spur someone else on to do that with their children or to find something similar to that to do with
them. Amen. A tremendous teaching tool. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. To Pace, Florida, we have Terry calling. Hi, Terry. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to share a Christmas testimony, and it starts off sad but ends up rejoicing. And this year will be 40 years ago that my baby fell at the babysitter's, had a head injury, and died as a result. And she died on Christmas Day. And people used to ask me, how can you celebrate Christmas after that? And that has given me an opportunity to share with them that Christmas is not only about the birth of a cute little baby. It is also about Christ who came to save us from our sins and give us everlasting life. And because of that, I know that I can go and be with my baby in the future.
Amen.
That's after my death, I still will have life in another life. And God allows that. And that is why we celebrate Christmas. Amen. And I just wanted to share that.
Amen. God bless you, Terry. Thank you for the call. We have Patricia calling in from Glendale, Arizona. You're on the air. Hello, Patricia. Patricia. Okay, we're going to put Patricia on hold. We'll try and come back one more time. Patricia, turn off the radio, please. Listen to your phone. Caleb in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to take a moment to say this is the time of year we can see how amazing God is. I was in an airplane here just last week for the first time and seeing how God sees us up there from the sky. And just he said, and the Bible says, heaven is my footstool.
His footstool.
They're just amazing how that same God became a little baby to die on the cross for us.
Yeah.
Save us from our sins.
Amen. Thank you, Caleb, for your call. We're going to try Glendale, Arizona again. Patricia, go ahead. You're on the air. Patricia, please go ahead.
Oh, hello?
Patricia, you're on the air. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have a very short poem that I wrote about Christmas, and I think it's a really nice one. It's called Help Us to See. Oh, help us, dear Lord, our Savior, to see as we open the gifts around the tree. He came to us as a baby boy, and by believing on him, we'll have so much joy. Help us to see in the temple so bright that you gave your son as our heavenly light. Show us, dear Lord, in the gifts and things that the best gift of all is the King of Kings.
Amen. Amen.
And my daughter was born on Christmas Day, so that makes it special for me.
Amen. Thank you, Patricia. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number to Crosstalk today, 800-733-9829. We've got a few open lines again, 800-733-9829. To Mitchell, South Dakota. Tim, you're on the air.
Okay. I want to thank God for the best Christmas present anybody has ever gotten, with Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
To take the best for our sins.
Amen. Thank you, Tim. Thank you for your call. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too, thanks.
Yeah. That first Christmas gift, indeed, the gift of his son. For God so loved the world that he gave. Taking your phone calls here today on Crosstalk. It's our Christmas Testimonials 2019 and giving you an opportunity just to share a brief testimony as to what makes Christmas special to you, or how are you sharing the love of Christ, the Savior, this Christmas? Maybe there's a particular Christmas hymn that is ministered to you, or maybe just sharing how Christmas impacts your life. Maybe it's something you're thankful for this Christmas season. Our number is 800-733-9829. Again, that's 800-733-9829. We've got our next caller online. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi. What we do is we have a friend who is handicapped and mentally ill. Lives in a group home, and we have them for Christmas, and this person has to stay overnight and do it with the family, and I think that if everybody did this, that these families or these people would be so much happier to have somebody Christian to spend this time with and to really share Christ. And I just thank you. And I'm thankful to my husband, too, because it's a lot of extra work for him.
Yeah.
So God bless.
Thank you for your call. Thank you. Same to you. Judy in Waukesha, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. I wanted you to know that I was going to be a nun at 73 years ago, well, 63 years ago, something like that. I was 21 anyway. And someone came along and, praise the Lord, introduced me to Jesus.
Hmm.
I was going to go into the convent at three months later. And I am so grateful. When he got to the part where he said, Jesus died for me.
Yeah.
I've never gotten past that. And praise the Lord. And then my brother came out of a cult, and he and I together introduced Mom and Dad and the rest of the family, and there are seven of us kids, And only about 2 weeks ago, the baby of the family, my sister Carol, went to be with the Lord, and she was kind of excited about it. She had a brain hemorrhage, but just before that, she said she would see her husband, a wonderful, wonderful husband, Bruce, in heaven at some point. And so she was very excited about it. And I just want to praise the Lord that he loved me and went to the cross for me and all the people in the world, if those people would just come to understand.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Judy. Thank you for the call.
Yes, sir.
Greenville, South Carolina. Gregory, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to that one lady who was missing about that person who died from a brain. I just recently lost my wife. She died in 25th, and she was only like 40-something years old. And I'm a recently ordained and licensed pastor out here in Greenville, North Carolina. And we just had so many hopes and so many dreams of what to do. And just all of a sudden, it's just gone. And I was having a tough time with it, but then I just understand that God's got her now and that she's no longer in pain.
Yes.
I mean, she had endometriosis, and she was becoming a shell of the woman that she used to be because she was always so full of life. So I'm thinking that if she was here now, she probably wouldn't have been able to enjoy Christmas the way she really likes to, because she really loves her some Jesus.
Yeah.
And I really love Jesus, too. And I just wanted to share that and let everybody know, just embrace Christmas with your family, but most importantly, embrace Jesus in your heart.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Gregory. Have a great day.
Thank you for your call. Bye-bye now. Our number is 800-733-9829. Nancy Jo in Brookfield, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Jim. Thank you so much, and blessed Christmas to you and your staff. Thank you for your faithfulness in just the broadcasting in general. It's a big job. My dad was in radio for 40 years, and I know, you know, how much dedication it takes. But I wanted to thank BCY because I got saved listening to one of the programs on BCY.
Praise the Lord.
Many years ago, yes. And also, too, every December and starting Thanksgiving, I'm always so grateful for the Christmas programming, the special programs you do. And I don't always, you know, thank you enough for them. I know everyone appreciates them, too, but I'm just so grateful for all the Christmas programming and the beautiful music that you manage to put out every year. So thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you, Nancy Jo.
God bless you, dear.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. God bless. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And taking your calls here today on our Christmas testimonials here for the year 2019. And we are just seconds away from the break, so we'll take the break and then we'll come back to our next caller. Susan will be our next caller here in just a few moments, so stay with us. Susan and Annie and Eddie will be to your calls here momentarily. Our telephone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. If you find the number busy, just wait until you hear somebody hang up. That'll be your opportunity to give us a call. We'll be right back.
Our society is being influenced by the entertainment media, and we don't even realize it. Why is it that many Christians entertain themselves by watching movies or programs that take God's name in vain, or feature sensual activity on Saturday night, and then go to church on Sunday to praise His name? That's the underlying message in the DVD, Power of the Air, by Dave Cristiano. This moving story features a missionary from Africa who warns that the church in America is being deceived and in great danger. A Christian that hears this message is convicted and makes a significant change in his life and sets out a plan to reach his city with the gospel. Watch this story unfold in the DVD, Power of the Air. Available now for a donation of $18, with additional copies available for a donation of just $10 more. Call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and today, a day aside from issues, to talk about the reason for the season. What we are doing is we are taking, putting together that link, connecting the manger to the mission, and talking about the reason for this season that we celebrate. We've had some callers who've talked about losing loved ones, and I shared this earlier today. You'll find this online. I'm spending Christmas with Jesus Christ this year. It was Wanda Bank or Banky that wrote this, B-E-N-C-K-E, saying in this poem, "I see the countless Christmas trees around the world below, with tiny lights like heaven's stars reflecting on the snow. The sight is so spectacular, please wipe away that tear, for I'm spending Christmas with Jesus Christ this year. I hear so the many Christmas songs that people hold so dear, but the sounds of music can't compare with the Christmas choir up here. For I have no words to tell you the joy their voices bring, for it is beyond description to hear the angels sing. I can't tell you of the splendor or the peace that's in this place. Can you just imagine Christmas with our Savior face to face? I'll ask him to light your spirit as I tell him of your love, so then pray one for another as I lift your eyes above. Please let your hearts be joyful and let your spirit sing, for I'm spending Christmas in heaven and I'm walking with the King." Tremendous poem as it causes us to reflect heavenward. Let's go to Clarksburg, West Virginia, and we have Susan calling. Susan, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Susan. I was calling you and telling you what Christmas means to me. If people, when Jesus was born, he didn't get presents and presents. He just got three presents, and he enjoyed that. But I just mean what people think now is presents and money and other things, but really means that Christmas is Jesus' birth.
Yeah, indeed. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
That's right.
Thank you,
Amen.
Susan. Have a blessed Christmas.
You too.
Bye-bye. To Annie in Coshocton, Ohio, you're on the air.
Okay, well, I got to march with my church in the Christmas parade, and we passed out tracts to all the spectators.
Hmm.
That was a lot of fun.
Great. Tremendous. Thank you for sharing that today.
Oh, yes, I really enjoyed it.
Great. God bless you, Annie. Let's go to Eddie in Glasgow, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim, thank you for taking my call. I'll be as brief as I can. A missionary won a native for the Lord, and the native brought him a gift for Christmas. And when the missionary looked at it, it was a very rare ocean shell. He thanked the native for the gift. And he said, "This is only found a long ways from here." And the native said, "Yes, sir, the journey was part of the gift. It made me think of how far Jesus had to come. Give us that unspeakable gift, himself, a ransom for all." This old drunk got saved 31 years ago, and I've had his peace abiding in my soul now for 31 years, and I'm still amazed at the grace of God.
Yeah, amen, amen. God bless you, Eddie. Thank you for the call. Our telephone number, 800-733-9829. To Colleen in Venice, Florida, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was thinking about how much we all love Christmas, and I was thinking that the world over, they don't really celebrate Christmas for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about, why do they love it so much? And it just occurred to me, it's the love, and God is love. People recognize the whether they identify with God or not, they see the tenderness and love that it brings out in people. I was one of 11 children, and we didn't have a lot of money, but wow, we had some wonderful Christmases just with puzzles and oranges and all those mm-hmm. old-fashioned things, just because it was such a happy, loving time in my family because God was there. And I just wanted to remind everybody, I heard, I believe it was John MacArthur on Moody say a couple of days ago, the world wants to keep the party and throw out the reason, and that's so true.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah. Hello.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you for being there.
Thank you, Colleen. God bless you. Fred, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to thank God for the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, plus nothing for salvation, and that's known as the fifth gospel. Mm.
God bless you. Thank you, Fred. It's the reason for which he came. And our telephone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. A couple open lines again, 800-733-9829. Pensacola, Florida. David, you're on the air.
Yes, I had a daughter. I went to heaven this year in April. And when she was a little girl, I was the Sunday school director for our church here in Pensacola, and I got us in the Pensacola Christmas parade with a float with a big old Bible on it. Hmm. And we would throw tracts wrapped around candy so the kids would get the gospel along with, you know, whatever treat they had.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize how much that meant to her when she got to be an adult and had kids of her own. And her husband ended up pastoring in a little town called Polson, Montana, the little church there. They got into the Christmas parade there, and the only church out of four churches I saw this year that even had anything close to a gospel message, and passing out tracts from the float. And her husband told me this year that she loved to do that. That was her baby. She got the tracts together. She decorated the float, made sure they had scripture signs all over it,
mm-hmm.
and a picture of Jesus Christ dying for her sins. And of course, this year she wasn't there. And the church stepped forward and took her place.
Wow.
So I want to thank God for the Calvary Baptist Church of Polson, Montana. I want to thank God for my son-in-law. And I want to thank God that she left a legacy, even though she was in a lot of pain when she died. She left a legacy as a good pastor's wife and somebody used Christmas to reach out and get somebody saved.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, David. And we know the heart is heavy, but it's also filled with rejoicing. And we praise the Lord for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. And taking your calls here today on Crosstalk, as we're giving you opportunity just to share what Christmas, what makes Christmas special to you, how it's impacting your life. Maybe you can share how it is that you are sharing the love of Christ this Christmas season with others. Maybe it's just something you're thankful for this Christmas. Our telephone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. We welcome your calls. Let's go to Richland Center, Wisconsin. We have Kevin calling. Kevin, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody out there and yourself. The thing about Christmas that I love is the fact of Dickens' book, A Christmas Carol, shows that when people can be haunted in this world for not being too nice, I love the story, and I think it's timeless that Dickens wrote it. And to see how people act during this time of year politically, it reflects on that even more with Dickens' writing about the cynicism around the time of year that God gave us, that with or without the gifts, we do not forget the baby, the child, and why he came, and our salvation, because that's why God gave us Christmas.
Right.
And I love you all, okay?
God bless you, Kevin. Thank you
God
for the call.
God bless you too, Jim. Bye-bye.
Now. Latt in Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jim. I'm thankful for VCY and your ministry, and I'm very thankful that I heard a message from Charles Stanley where I gave my life to the Lord and was saved through your ministry. So God bless you and your ministry, and Merry Christmas to you, Jim.
Merry Christmas to you as well. And friends, giving you this opportunity today to just express what Christmas means to you or something you're thankful for this Christmas season. Write down the number, and as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to give us a call at 800-733-9829. We're going back to the state of South Dakota, and is it Myra?
Yes.
You're on the air, Myra.
Okay, I just want to say that Christmas is about Jesus' birth, and that we should celebrate well he did and what he did for us, and that Christmas is a time to give.
A time to give. What an example God the Father showed us in all of that. Thank you, Myra.
Yep, thanks.
Bye-bye. Deborah is calling from Zanesville, Ohio. You're on the air, Deborah.
Yes, I'm just thankful that I have a Christian mom and dad. They're 84, 85, and we're having a Christian celebration and just being with family. I thank God every day for health and what and being a Christian in Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deborah. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Yes, you too, Jim.
Bye-bye now.
Bye now.
And taking your calls next to the state of Georgia. And Dennis is calling. Hi, Dennis. You're on the air.
Hey, I think I got cut off a while ago. I'm not sure. I was telling you that my favorite Christmas song was The Drummer Boy.
Yes. Yeah, we got you all in, and I think we're up against a break then.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. But anyway, I also want to say that I'm a cancer survivor through the power of prayer, and that I got proof of that because I recently checked all my records and got my records from the hospital. I had a big old growth in my chest, about big as a grapefruit, a cancer growth, and the Lord healed me in the blink of an eye. And I tried to get my x-rays. It was about 30 years ago. I tried to get my x-rays so that I could prove to everybody, because everybody seems to be trying to say that there's not a God, and I know for sure there are.
Yeah.
But I do have the records and everything.
Great.
If anybody wants to know about it.
Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it so much. We want to give others a chance to call here today as well. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Davey in Lubbock, Texas. Davey, you're on the air. Hello, Davey.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, I was just going to say, I get so impatient sometimes when I have so much to do just before Christmas time and I wait till the last minute. But this year I got a bunch of a little booklets about Jesus and Christmas and salvation, and so everywhere I go, I give one to somebody, and it's just, I've had so many errands, and it's like, makes it all fun, because I know that I get a chance to tell people about Jesus, and our reason for peace.
Oh, that's wonderful, and so it takes your eyes off your own self, your busy schedule, and everything else, in order to look at the spiritual needs of others.
Yes, yes, to remember other people, yes, yeah. It's been very helpful.
Wonderful. Thank you, Davey, for the call. And our number to crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Bob in Elroy, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to praise the Lord for his endurance to be with me and through and with my life. I am alone now, and with God's help, he sustained me, and I just praise the Lord that the Christmas season is a very special time of season for me, and I just want to praise his name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Bob, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you.
I know.
Bye-bye. And, boy, we're just seconds to the break, so rather than cut off our next caller, we're going to take the break, and we'll come back with more of your phone calls. I've got three open lines right now. You can get through at 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Today we're connecting, as I heard that message this morning from Erwin Lutz, you're connecting the manger to the mission, certainly giving praise to God. For not only the birth of the Son, but the reason for which he came. Again, our number, 800-733-9829. We'll be right back. For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Well, let me say Merry Christmas. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, cosmos, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but should have everlasting life." The great story of Christmas is the incarnation of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. He who knew no sin became as if he had sinned. Well, he didn't have any sin. He was perfect and sinless. That's why he's our Savior. And his righteous life was credited or imputed to our account through faith and repentance. You see, salvation is available to all, but it's only applicable to those through faith and repentance. Use this Christmas season to proclaim the reason for Christ's birth, that there might be restitution of our relationship with our Holy Father through faith and repentance. Available to all, but only applicable to those
who surrender their life to Christ through faith and repentance.
And we're going right back to the phone lines. Keep in mind, as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to give us a call. To Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Kevin is calling. Hi, Kevin, you're on the air.
Hello, Jim. Well, I just want to say thank you to your ministry, which is VCY America, and to allow us to express ourselves on special days like this. And I have wonderful memories of Christmases of the past, but I just also want to say thank you to God for Jesus Christ. And so I want to say Merry Christmas to all. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you, Kevin, and Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you.
We've got Annalise in Toledo, Oregon. You're on the air.
Thank you. This year I was considering what I was going to be getting people as gifts for Christmas, and I thought of all the people who have so much in this country, we really do, and how many of them really don't need much of the gifts that are given, but we always want to show them that we love them, so people give gifts. But I decided to do something else. I decided to take that money and give it to organizations who reach out to others, like Samaritan's Purse, an organization you may know called VCY, the Voice of the Martyrs, the people that work with people who are truly suffering, that, and some of them are Christians, the persecuted church in particular, and give the money to them to give to those who have nothing. There are people that are running for their lives in persecution, sleeping on the ground with their children. They have no place to go, hardly food and water to drink. Better to give to that, I thought, this year than just to give to many people who already have a lot. And I also want to thank you, Jim, for the quality of things that you discuss on your program and the way we can get books and tapes and things to share. And I made that part of my gifts that I did send to people I know. And I want to thank you for your program that means so much to me, and I know they touch so many lives. And the things that I can send out from DCY Bookstore, etc., to people to share what you share with us with so much intelligence and sensitivity. And also to say, rather than always worry about the gifts we're not getting, I think that's a little silly personally, but anyway, to give out to people who have nothing and are struggling to do anything to survive.
Amen. God bless you, Annalise. Thank you. Have a blessed Christmas.
You also. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Jean in Zanesville, Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I'm just so grateful to be a Christian. I'm 83 years old. I'm so glad that God sent his son to take care of us. And but we did lose, I lost two children this year and to cancer. And I've many, many friends and neighbors that have lost their loved ones. I'd just like to ask your audience to remember the ones that are going to be alone this year.
Yes.
And again, thank God for taking us, saving us, and thank you for Jesus Christ.
Amen. God bless you, Jean.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Marissa in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm just very thankful. This year, my husband had open heart surgery at the age of 38 years old.
Mm.
And I'm just very grateful because we were planning a trip to the Ark, and he could have died. He could have had an aneurysm while he was driving. He could have had, you know, it could have exploded, but God in his mercy saw it fit for him to be alive this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very thankful for the church because the church has pulled through to help us and to be there for us. And not only that, but also for another family that just recently had their house burned down and they lost everything. And yet the church and everyone, the community around them is pulling together and just loving on them and helping them in this time of need. So that's what Christmas is all about to me.
God bless you, Marissa. Thank you for your call.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Karen in Central Point, Oregon, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to say this time of year, if you're going out to meet people for Christmas lunches or dinners, be really considerate to your server. leave them a good tip and a good gospel track. Mm. I like to do that.
Indeed. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
We've got Troy in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Troy.
Hi, this is Troy from Racine, Wisconsin. I just wanted to thank the Heavenly Father for Christmas, because if it wasn't for Christ, we wouldn't be going to go to heaven. He's the reason for the season. I don't like the people that know that, and I just want to thank BCY America for their time and effort to have Christ in their life, because Jesus is the real reason for the season, man.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Amen. God bless you too, Troy. Scott, Conneaut, Ohio, you're on the air.
Good afternoon to all you listeners. I'd like to testify to the undefiled Word of God that manifested the life of Christ in my mortal body. On June 18th, which was Father's Day in 2011, I fell 12 feet upside down and broke C1. And the power of God lifted me and healed me. And I got to testify to over 14 neurosurgeons and many people in the medical field that didn't know about that wonderful sacrifice of obedience, that Jesus carried my infirmities and my sins in his own body on the tree. And because of that, he was my healer. And so let the healed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Scott. Jehovah Rapha, thank you so much for your call here today on Crosstalk. And to each of you, as I know many a home is busy and busy with all the preparations and all the things that we call, as I mentioned at the outset of the program, the function of Christmas. But let's recall the true message of the season, the reason for the season that we celebrate. And let's do that connection of the manger to the mission, the reason for which Christ came. As 1 John 4:14, I again would like to reiterate that verse, as we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or do you know him just as that babe in the manger? Keep in mind, he came for the reason to save lost man. The Bible tells us that our sin separates us from a righteous, holy God, introduced into the world through the Garden of Eden, as the sin of one, the disobedience of one. But it's through the obedience of one, Jesus Christ, who gave his life on the cross, shed his blood, died that we might live. Jesus Christ came, he died, he was buried, he rose again, that we might have everlasting life. We trust that you will come to know the Christ of Christmas this very season. May God bless you. Have a very Merry Christmas. We'll be having some Christmas specials the next few days here on the program. Lord willing, back on Friday for a News Roundup Day. Have a blessed Christmas this year.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from BCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to BCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.